The Daily Dish podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance, the power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all whipped up together in the Daily Dish.
I like the false positivity out there today.
I tried.
Check this out. So I don't know if this has ever happened to you where you've accidentally ruined a surprise for somebody, like for their birthday.
Yeah.
But this happened on the set of The Big Bang Theory. Jim Parsons ruined Kaley Cuoco's surprise birthday party. Now, what he did was he went on Instagram and took a picture of her birthday cake and had the caption of "almost time." Shh.
Okay.
Now you can do that as long as you make sure that you block the person you're actually having a surprise for. But what he ended up doing was forgot to turn off the notifications and also tagged Kaley Cuoco in there. And so she saw the cake before she actually saw it in real life. She saw it on social media.
So it was probably like a cake with my name on it? I mean,
she's like, what's going on? I don't.
Did I miss something? Is someone eating my cake?
Good thing is, the Big Bang Theory is going to be almost over, so this is the last surprise that he has to ruin.
That's true. Yeah, they're not going to be friends after this.
Yeah, so, they're no longer friends. That's what he was trying to do. And the friendship just right there.
So we were actually talking about Ariana Grande a few minutes ago. So as you know, her and Pete Davidson, they're no longer together. That whole engagement thing is off, which was kind of expected given that they got engaged after, what was it, like 2 weeks or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, but in their short time together, she got a tattoo for Pete. It was on her foot, and it said 8414, which was Pete's dad's badge number as a firefighter, which, if you didn't know this, his dad passed away in 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really sweet gesture on her part, but now that they're not together, she doesn't really want that, so she decided to cover that tattoo up. And it now the tattoo that she has now says Myron, which was Mac Miller's dog's name, which, of course, you know, they dated for a little over 2 years.
Right.
And it's a good, little memory for him, so...
It's a nice thing that she did both times.
Both times.
But in my opinion, you never get a tattoo.
Oh my gosh.
For your any relationship you're in.
And what was it? I think maybe a week or two after them dating, they both got some tattoos of it. I'm like, okay.
He's got his covered up. Now she's got hers covered up. So yeah, lesson for everybody. Just don't get tattoos that have that kind of meaning. You know, stick to something else. But that's the Daily Dish for this morning.